Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top, by the words of the Reish Lakish Mishnah Reisha. So the Gemara mentioned the Braisa on the previous Amud discussing a piece of meat that's from a carbon chatos that gets mixed into other pieces of meat. So the Reisha spoke about a piece of meat of a carbon chatos that of a chatas temeya that got mixed in with other pieces of meat also of a carbon chatas, other also of carbon chatois, but these chatois were chatois tahirais. So you have one piece of chatas temeya that gets mixed into other pieces of meat that are chatois tahirais. And the shaila is does the meat of chatas temeya, does it become batal in the other pieces of meat? So the sheet of the Tanakama, it's a machlaikis, but the sheet of the Tanakama is that yes, it is batal. And the reason for that, we had the machlaikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says it's batal because why not? Everything's batal. It's batal, for what reason shouldn't it be batal? Really, we should start with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that it's batal, he has a problem. Because Reish Lakish holds anything that's kol shadar kudimana, he said sometimes sold by the unit, like me, so then it's never going to be batal. So why over here, by the piece of meat, which is sometimes sold by the unit, why does the Tanakhama say that it is batal? So Reish Lakish makes an ukimta. It's talking about where it was nimayach, where the meat was all dissolved, and that's why it's able to be batal. But if you would have a piece of meat that is be'en, that it stayed, that it's there, it didn't dissolve, so then taka wouldn't be batal. That's the way Reish Lakish learns the ratio of the braisa, that it says that it's batal. If you did tanakama, it's dafka talking about nimayach. But if it would be be'en, then it would not be, taka would not be batal. Whereas Rabbi Yechon learns the braisa kapshuta, no, it's even talking about a piece of meat that's be'en, and the reason why it's not batal, it's because meat is not always sold by the count, and it's only eshadar kalimanis. Only something which is always sold by the count, then we say that it's not batal, but meat is sometimes, maybe it's even more often sold by the unit, it's sold by weight, it's sold by measuring it, but sometimes it's not, and therefore it is able to be batal. So the piece of meat could even be talking about a piece of meat, and it's batal because it's batal. It's not a davar sheva minyan. That's the ratio of the braisa. The seif of the braisa then discussed the case of a piece of chatas, not chatas tamea, regular piece of chatas meat, a piece of chatas meat that gets mixed in with chulin meat. And there, even the Tanakhama agrees that the meat is not going to be batal. Now, the Reish Lakish that we're talking about, where is nimayach, so why is it not batal? But the Gemara is actually going to ask that. The Rabbi Yochanan, it's more understandable. The Rabbi Yochanan that we're talking about a piece of meat that's be'en, so even though it's true, it's not a darvish of a minyan, and technically, even when it's mixed with chulin meat, we should say that it's batal in the chulin meat, But the Braisa says it's not batal. The pshat is, Rashi explains, the fi Rabbi Yochanan, that it's because there's an easy fix. There's an easy fix, you could just give it to a kayin. So it's not much of a hefset. There's not much of a hefset, you could even sell it to the kayin. So since you could give it to a kayin could for sure eat the meat, because a kayin could eat chatas meat, and he could eat chulin meat. A Yisrael can, a Zar can, but a kayin could. So since there's an easy fix, it's not a big hefset. So therefore, in the Seifa of the Braisa, at least the way Rabbi Yochanan will learn the Seifa, is that it's not, the piece of meat is not batal because it's an easy fix. Ask the Gemara, though, that we're about to see right now, that the Reish Lakish, why is it not batal? Now technically, you could say the same teretz. It's not batal because there's an easy fix. The Gemara has a problem with that. The Gemara has a problem that according to Reish Lakish, that it's only when it's Daraisa that we say it's not batal, but when it's Durabanan, when the Isser, potential Isser is only Durabanan, so then it is batal, like over here, where it's not a Davar Sheva Minyan. So really, Midaraisa is batal. So therefore, the Gemara is bothered that the Reish Lakish, we shouldn't have to be machmer over here. There should be no reason to be machmer. Reish Lakish is of the opinion that it's only by Yisuri Daraisa that we're machmer on Bittul. Yisuri Darabanan, like by Truma we had on Pialfam and Aleph, he says if it would be Darabanan, you could be makel about Bittul. So over here, where he holds that the case of the Brais is talking about, whereas the Mayach, and anyways, it's only in Nisr Durabanan because Midaraisa it is batal. So then why would the Sefer of the Braisa tell you to be Machmer? Why would the Chachamim tell you to be Machmer just because there's an easy fix? That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. The fear of Yechanan, and I understand the safe of the Braisa. When the piece of chakas meat gets mixed in with chulami, we're machmer because there's an easy fix. But the fear of Reish Lakish, the Gemara is bothered that there isn't makom for such a chumra. So that's the Gemara's kasha now. Which says the Gemara of Reish Lakish, Maishna Reishu, Maishna Seifa, why in the Reisha do we say that it is batal? We're not machmer, we say it's batal. It's nimayach, the chakas meat that's tmeya, got mixed in with chatois tahiris. We say it's batal, we're not machmer. Yet when the chatas meat gets mixed in with chulin meat, then all of a sudden we're machmer on the bittul. What's the difference? So says the Gemara, a few terutzim. Says the Gemara, terutz number one, Amar Rav Shisha, great Rav Idi, because Reisha betumas mashkin durabanan. Besides being nimayach, there's another durabanan and the Reisha chilik between, there's a chilik between the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha, besides it being durabanan because it's nimayach, is also durabanan because of the tuma, right? The case of the Reisha was a chatas tamea, a piece of meat of a chatas tamea, got mixed in with pieces of meat of chatas tahiris. That piece of meat that was a chatas tamea, how did the chatas become tame? Says Rav Shisha, Breid Rav Idi, it only became tame with the tuma durabanan, tumas mashkin, a liquid that became tame mid durabanan, it was metame the meat, so it's only a tumas mashkin durabanan. So Mamela, we're not going to be machmer on the bittel. Anyways, it's nimayach, it's not davrshem minyan, it's not chashuv, and therefore we allow the chatas tameya to be batal and the chatas tahira. But seifa daraisa, in the seifa you're playing with fire, you're playing with the etzim, you're playing with an isa daraisa, because a czar who eats kachin is over on an isa daraisa, is over on an isa daraisa. So since we're playing with an isa daraisa, so then Rashi explains, so then we're going to be machmer in the seifa. Now why just because it's an isa daraisa are we machmer in the seifa? Generally, suri daraisa could also be batal beray, batal beshishna, batal beray, batal beray. Why is it that all of a sudden over here are machmir? So Rashi explains, because the ma'isa is min b'mina. And even though we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that min b'mina is like batul, but there's makom for a chumra, since anyways it's daraisa, and it's only because it's nimayach, and it's a potential, it's a daraisa, and it's min b'mina. So therefore in the seifa, this is the way Reish Lakish will tell you that that's trying the seifa of the braisa, when the chatas gets mixed in with the chulani, we're machmir because it's a daraisa, it's min b'mina, so therefore we're machmir. Says the Gemara though, avotuma sheretz mai. What would be in the case of the reisha? In the case of the reisha where the chatas tamea got mixed in with other pieces of meat, of chatayis tahiris, what would be the halacha if the way the chatas tamea became tamei was with an isadaraisa? L'chayra, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me loisale. You're going to tell me that it won't be bakum because it'll be machmer. It's mebemina. It's basar bebasar, and it's a potential sederaisa. So you'll tell me that it will be machmer, just like that's the way you explain the seifa. Well, then I have a problem, because then why does the seifa jump to a case of a chatas with chulin? Adetani seifa avachaticha shachatas tahirish and isarva bebemeya chaticha shachulin tahirish. Why is it loisale that it's not bakum? Why does the seifa jump to a whole new type of case of chatas with chulin, lifloi belisni bedida, continue talking about chatas tamea that can mix them with chatois tohirais, and say, b'med bar mamurim, that it's batol, that the chatas tamea is batol in the pieces of meat of chatois tohirais, it's dafka, but tumas mashkin, but it's only if the piece of chatas tamea became tameh. With tumas mashkin derabanan, ava betumas sheretz. If it becomes tummy with a tumas sheretz with a tumma deraisa, so then why? So then it's not going to be batul. Then we'll be machmerat from the minnan. So says the Gemara. Then no, in a chanami we could have done that, but tahira betahira is adifle. The Tana would rather talk about the chiddush of the fact that tahar meat, tahar chatas meat, does not become batul and chulin tahira and chulin meat, because that's a bigger chiddush, because it's tahar v'tahar. And Rashi explains that by tahar v'tahar, we're more lenient when it comes to bittul. The fact that over here we're going to be machmir is a bigger chiddush, so that's why he dafka spoke about. That's why the Tana dafka jumped to a case of chatas tahira, of chatas tahira with chulin tahiris. Rabba Amar, Rabba says a different teretz to explain the difference between the reisha and the seifa lefi Reish Lakish. That reisha iser lav. When in the case of the reisha, the chatas tamea that got mixed in with chatas tahiris. So who's going to eat it, even if it's batul? Obviously only a kain, because we're talking about the chatas. Now what would be the potential iser the kain would be over on if he eats chatas tamea? It's an iser lav. It's tumas basar, it would be an iser lav. Whereas seifa is their kares. In the seifa case, where you have a piece of chatos meat that gets mixed in with chulam meat, and you're going to allow a zar to eat it, so a zar very often will be tame, because he doesn't have to be careful to be tar when he eats his meat. So very often a zar will be tame. If a zar is tame when he eats a piece of meat, and that meat is going to be a chatos meat on the chance, so then he's over on an iser kares. It's not just the lav, they're both deraisa, but one's an iser lav and one's an iser kares. So that's why in the seifa, again, we're going to be machmer in the seifa, because even though they're both deraisa, both the ratio and the seifa might both be deraisa, but the seifa has an iser kares to it. That's why we're more machmer in the case of the seifa. And like this, you don't have the previous Gemara's kasha about why the Gemara jumped to the case of chatas pechulin. Because here we were saying that in chami, both the ratio and the seifa are talking about dinei deraisa, but the seifa is a more chamer deraisa. It's talking about a potential chi of kares. That's why we're more machmer in the seifa. But ask the Gemara, this is a great teretz, but you can't have Rabba saying this teretz. Rabba's the wrong person to give this teretz, because Rabba who da amar, we're going to have later in the Masechta Kufya Testament, Aleph Rashi brings, Rabba himself, he's the one who says that kovid araisa, leishness is lab, leishness is kares, that when it comes to dina araisa, so we're not mechalik based on the chaymer of the iser, if it's a lab or if it's kares. If we're going to make a chumrah, we're going to make a chumrah by both. If we're going to allow the bittul, we're going to allow the bittul by both. We're not going to differentiate between one which is an iser lab and one which is an iser kares. That's Rabbah himself that says this, we're going to have later. So how could Rabbah say this as a teretz? Says the Gemara Kasha, it's takashver how Rabbah could say this as a teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, a third teretz, to explain the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa, while we're more machmer in the Seifa. Rav Ashi says that Seifa mishum dehavi le davar shiyesh lo matirin, which we mentioned in the previous year incorrectly. It's a svar that's mentioned by the Gemara over here. The Rav Ashi says that the pshat in the seifa, the reason why we're more machmer in the seifa, in the case where you have basar chatas that gets mixed in with basar chulin tahirais, is because it's a davar sheish matirin, davar sheish matirin, b'chol davar sheish matirin, afilu be'elof lo'i batol, davar sheish matirin is never batol. This takes us back to Maseches Beitza, where you had the Beitza Shenolda, and the Beitza Shenolda, if it gets mixed in, right, the Beitza Shenolda b'yamtiv, lefi beis halal, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it on yamtiv. You have to wait until after yamtiv, until you're allowed to eat it. Let's say on Yom Tov that egg gets mixed into a bunch of other eggs that you bought in the store before Yom Tov. So the halacha is that all of them are going to be aser for you to eat on Yom Tov. The beitza shenolda b'Yom Tov is not going to be batal. Why not? Because anyways, if you just wait till matzah Yom Tov, for sure all the eggs are going to be mutter. Because the beitza shenolda b'Yom Tov is only aser to eat on Yom Tov. So it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So why take chances and eat an egg now when you could just wait until a few more hours, wait until Yom Tov is over, and then you're going to for sure be safe. You can eat all the eggs and know that you're in the clear, because there's no iser here anymore. That's the concept of a davar sheyesh lo matirin. And anyways, the thing's going to be mutter later. So then don't be mako on the safek, don't be mako on the bittul, because anyways, if you just wait a little bit longer, then you're for sure going to have it beheter. This way Rashi explains it. So therefore, don't eat it now, be'isser. Just wait a little bit until it's all going to be mutter. So too over here. In the ratio, it's bittul. L'maisa, the meat is bittul b'me'ah, so it's bittul. In the seifa though, even though technically, yes, it's bittul, we're talking about a piece of meat that's a chatas meat, and that gets mixed in with chulin meat. So that's also like a davar sheyesh lo matirin, because you could just give it to a kayin. Why should you take any chances in eating it? You could just give it to a kayin. He could for sure eat it beheter, because he's allowed to eat chulin, and he's allowed to eat kachim. So he could for sure eat it beheter, so that's why it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, but maybe it's not going to be bittul, and you'll have to give it to the kayin. Let the kayin eat it. You don't take any chances. So ask the Gemara though, says the Gemara, v'hadar v'ashi bedusihi, that l'maisa, that's a mistaken svara, that doesn't really make any sense. To compare this to davar sheyesh lo matirin is incorrect, because l'man, to who is this a davar sheyesh lo matirin? Ila kayin mishrashari. It's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin to a kayin, because to a kayin, it's not isra and heter, it's heter and heter. Basar chatas is mutter, and basar chulin is mutter. So it's not an isser that then gets a heter. Wait a little bit and it's gonna be mutter. Because it's heter now, that's always heter. So it's, you don't have a davar that's asr becoming mutter. And in the Yisrael, loylam asr. And for Yisrael, it's asr forever. It's also, it's not a davar sheishu matirin. For him, it's asr today, it's asr tomorrow, it's asr for next week. Ala Hadar Rashi Bedusihi. What Rashi says is mistaken. Davar Sheishu Matirin means for that for the same person, it has a status of Isser now, and later on it's going to be Mutter. But if the fact that it's Mutter for someone else, that doesn't give it a title of Davar Sheishu Matirin, which is a big svara that's used in the Hilchos Shabbos, by Hilchos Ma'aseh Shabbos, Ve'en Kamakul Maharich. But in the beginning of Siman Shin Yud Chesef Beis, when the Shulchan Aruch talks about Ma'aseh Shabbos, I'm going to get into this Gemara. But that's what the Gemara says. The Hadar Ashki Bedusihi, to call this a Davar Sheishu Matirin is incorrect, because for the person who it's Aser, it's always Aser, and for the person who it's Mutter to, it's always Mutter. It's not Davar Sheishu Matirin is Dafka when it's Aser to one person, and to that same person it becomes Mutter later, which is not this case. That's why it's incorrect to explain the Seifa in this way.